GM technology is all the buzz lately, but not so much in the produce sector. Monsanto is one of many developing new strains of produce they hope will taste better and yield well without GM technology. David Stark, Vice President of Global Trades Partnerships, goes over the thought process behind this decision.
Back in the 1990s, when we were rapidly investing in the biotechnology or GMO techniques, we were also investing in techniques that helped us breed smarter and faster. And when we entered the vegetable seed business around 2005, we saw a great opportunity to apply these tools to produce crops where we could make a lot of gains faster and, frankly, a lot less expensive.
At least for now, Stark says focusing on better breeding techniques is the more sensible approach.
There are a lot of things we'd love to do with GM and produce, and there are things that I think growers would really like. For example, in tomatoes, viruses are a problem. We could engineer immunity to a whole host of viruses. Fungal diseases are a problem, bacterial diseases, but the cost is high. It's controversial, and from a business sense, we just don't see the return yet. But that doesn't mean that it will never happen, because there are examples of people working on GM produce.
With the breeding of these new produce varieties mainly focused on taste, Stark is hoping to finally see an increase in fruit consumption, something that has generally declined despite programs and efforts encouraging it. Stark hopes the breeding efforts will make consumers happier with their produce while still benefiting the farmer.
Traditional breeding is the backbone of every seed we sell. It always has been, and I suspect it always will be. And in the produce area, we are focused on using all of our breeding tools to help the farmer with productivity and also the consumer with having products that they just enjoy eating more.
For AgNet West, I'm Julie McPeak.